Okay, so we're studying Einaya, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Chaf Aleph. So Piska Yud Aleph, it's in the bottom left on page 64. And Rav Kook was starting to talk about the Yevanim. So the Gemara said the Yevanim come into the Heichal, and they made impure all of the shemen, all of the oil in the Heichal. So Rav Kook started to talk about the relationship between Am Yisrael and the non-Jewish nations. That there's certain things that we're going to take from their culture, and there's certain things that we're going to try to protect ourselves against from their culture. And the way that he says that, we'll just start from the beginning again. Yeches Yisrael modo olam chochmatam manhigehem minhagehem and yimusehem. Their cultures, their wisdom, their customs. For pirshu chazal hefer shebein akublana shel uchemish b'te agoyim asher zvotechem asitem lotav shuchemish b'te agoyim asher zvotechem lo asitem. In other words, there are certain things that are the mishpat of the goyim, their wisdom, their culture, their customs, that we're going to take on. Maybe the way they dress, the way they, some of their wisdom, some of their intelligence, some of their chidushim, their medicine, whatever it is, things that they come up with, which is benefit, that's something that maybe we want to incorporate into our nation. The things that are mitukan, the things that are, something productive, something that's a benefit, we're gonna take it. Nonetheless, if we're going to start to take from the outside culture, we have to be careful. Because once you start, it can end up leading you to places where you're going to take things that you shouldn't be taking from the outside culture. That's, it's like with everything, a balance. But what I think is interesting about this, as a starting point, and then he's going to talk about Yavan, Greece, on its own, is what they tried to do, is, in a way, it's like open-minded. Rav Kook is saying, we shouldn't shut out the outside world. The outside world has things to offer. The outside world, non-Jewish world, has things that can help us, that can be of our benefit. But once we say we're going to have a relationship, right, think about European countries. So for hundreds of years, they didn't let the Jews in to their cultures. They couldn't go to the universities, they couldn't get certain jobs, they couldn't be part of society, they couldn't live in the cities, they had to live in their town, in their ghetto, in their... And then come the 1800s, nationalism, we're going to open the doors and everybody's invited in and the Jews can become citizens and full-fledged and you can be in any position. And Jews all of a sudden, wow, this is great. We can be doctors, we can be lawyers, we can work in government, we can go to universities, we can do all these things, which, that's great. That means we can have a better economy, we can have more influence, we can have access to more resources, v'chuli. But at the same time, it creates Reform Judaism, Conservative Judaism. Look what happened when you try to take too much. Look what happens when you try to not, you don't protect yourself, and you don't figure out the right balance. That's what Rav Kook is talking about here. So like he says, the underlyingment. We have to protect ourselves. You might see something good. You might see something that is beneficial. You're going to say, let's make that part of our ideology, our life, our society, our Jewish community. You have to be cautious that it doesn't go and change the essence of the Jewish people. He's talking here about this idea of like the external and the internal. So the external maybe is the way we dress, food we eat, things like that, which are not like, it's not what makes a Jew. It's not what the essence of the Jewish people are. It's things that benefit us and make the world a better place. The architecture of the non-Jewish world, the whatever. The math, the science, the things that are going to make our lives physically, in a way, better. Those things, there's what to say about that. Ki bikanes ruach amim atoch hayem sheyisrael ein matzor v'mamad. But once we allow the non-Jewish culture to enter our pnimi, our essence, our what defines us as Jews, then we have no way to to protect ourselves. So we have to make sure that we keep some kind of filter, some kind of protection against it. Has to be strong. It has to be a strength. There has to be a firm, you know, stance against things that are foreign to our culture. Torah, mitzvot, the things that are the central part of us, that has to be our definition. We can't allow anything to get in. Turn the page, 65. So there's going to be times where externally we're going to take things that are davar tov, that are going to be from the goyim and from the non-Jewish people. Kol zeh. As long as, what do we keep? We keep the ruach, the spirit, the main things, right? There's a quote, I don't remember who said it, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. That's the main thing, okay? To keep the main thing, the main thing. We have to make sure that what the main thing is about the Jewish people, that stays strong, that stays firm. So there is such a thing that we have, a concept that we have already from the Gemara. Yefet was one of the sons of Noach, and the beauty, right? The beauty of Greece. The beauty, Yefet is the line of Greece, of Italy, of Rome. There is beauty in that society. And you want to take something from that? You can take something from that, but don't let that enter into you. It's we'll take from them, we'll decide what we want, but don't let them penetrate into your world, into your ideology, into your thoughts. Aval, fifth line, now we get to Yavan. Kasher, Ruach Yavan, Paratz, Likanes, Betoch, Omek Dushatan Shisro. What was Yavan trying to do? Yavan wasn't just trying to say, hey Jews, we have culture that you might want to take. They wanted to infiltrate the Jewish practice, the Jewish religion, the Jewish people, lasot sivyon chadash ala ruach Yisraeli. They wanted to redefine what Judaism is. They wanted to tell us Judaism is something else. V'tshukot chadashot b'pnimiyut hachayim ha'Yisraelim api hamidah ha'yivanit. And they wanted to create this new inner feeling, this inner ideology of what Yiddishkeit is. Not what we know it is, what they wanted it to be. The midah ha'yivanit, the Greek way, the Greek behavior, the Greek characteristic, the Greek philosophy. And that's how he explains the words of the Gemara. It's not just that they had their own culture that they kept separate from us. They're taking their culture, they're bringing it into our world, and they're trying to make our world impure. Shenifkamu al yedei hamagayim et tarbut yivanit ha'olalet, ki im hadavar pa'al kol ma'arachal shel yedei avra midor ha'masim v'torot. They wanted to change the essence of Judaism. L'ten behem tam lifgam. To change the taste. He's using a word from the world of kashrut. Tam lifgam is you're taking a taste and you're making it bad taste. You're turning it into a bad taste. Lohoridam mikdushatam, to take them down from their holiness. Limanapulatam atavav kdushalam Hashem, to prevent us from having that connection and that constant growth in kedusha for the Jewish nation. That was the goal of Greece, and it's important because he's referencing here an idea that's a big idea in Chanukah. Chanukah is not a holiday about physical salvation. It's a holiday about spiritual salvation. And even the Gemara at the end says, the way that we celebrate Hanukkah is one year after the Nes. Kavum basum, yimei halel v'hoda'a. Yimei halel v'hoda'a means not yimei mishteh v'simcha, like the Shulchan Aruch Rama writes. It's their days of halel. Halel and tefillah, al hanisim. Tefillah, prayer, thanking Hashem, modim, thanking Hashem for the miracles, we're praising Hashem for the miracles. So that's the focus of Chanukah. Focus of Chanukah is not seuda. Even the Shulchan Aruch says there's no obligation to have a seudat mitzvah on Chanukah like we have on Purim. We have a mitzvah of seuda. Why? Because we're celebrating the survival of Judaism. not the survival of the Jewish people. Two different things, right? That's just the way to think about it. Survival of Judaism versus survival of the Jewish people. This story in history gives us insight and wisdom for the rest of Jewish history. How are we supposed to interact with the non-Jewish nations around us in our galut, in our being spread around the world? You're going to live in foreign lands, and there's going to be this philosophy, this ideology, this way of life, this culture that's going to be around you. And how are you going to protect yourself against it? How are you going to decide what you should and should not take in? So look at the story of the Jewish people living in a Greek society and how they struggled with that. And you can learn a lot from what they failed in and what they succeeded in. I'm in the middle of the paragraph here. There's going to be things, it's like the outer shell. We'll allow the outer shell of the Jewish people to be impacted by the culture around us. But we don't want to allow it to go deeper inside. That will be enough. If it's just in the outer shell, we'll be able to know, we'll be able to keep the difference between what's real, what's essential to the Jewish people, and what is we've taken on from outside. People who aren't strong enough, chalushei dat, people who are weak, weak in their belief, weak in their ideology, weak in their conviction, what they believe in. They're going to say, oh, let's take more. Let's bring more of the outside culture into our homes. And then what's going to end up happening? They're not even going to realize the difference anymore. It's going to affect them to such an extent. And that's the idea of Yavan. Look what he writes. It went to the inside. The Heichal is deep. The concept of the Heichal is deep inside of the essence of the Jewish people. The Heichal is the second holiest place in Judaism. Right? It's the middle of the Beit HaMikdash. What is the shemen? What is the heichal? It's all symbolic. It's symbolic. They're taking Jewish culture, Jewish identity, Jewish belief, and they're flipping it, and they're transforming it into their ideology. That's what it means, that they were able to go in, and they were able to be mitamei the shemen. The shemen represents the wisdom of the Jewish people. And they came in, and they totally tried to transform that. Shuv lo yanichu zavid achat, right? Like they said, they came in, they couldn't find any pure oil. Because the Greeks had come and they had taken over. Like a poison, like he calls it. Arsa shochachina, it's like a poison. Yipashit zera mazar v'mashchi b'chol gufa shalama. It poisons the whole body of the Jewish people. L'kalkel tamamu nata v'tomata. V'tumata, to corrupt the belief and the purity. Kol shemen mishchat kodesh mishimna shel Torah. That's like the representation. The Torah is this pure concept, and the Greeks came in and defiled it. Hakoach hamekadesh meir mechoshchenu b'chol matzavim. That power to bring light into the dark places. Hinei yitme'uhu. They made it impure. Achim yishiru ma'asim pratim min ha'Torah b'yad ela nifchatim haniftim achar ruach zar yeh kemitzvat anashim lumda v'pi rov adrim etzvilim yashir v'lo yeh b'koach Hashem nimala yir ha'kodesh. That's how bad the situation was, that there was no pure oil left. Pure oil meaning a feeling of what it is Judaism is anymore. So they basically were able to penetrate so deep into the Jewish identity that they, and it's true, if you look at the history, so many Jews became Hellenists. They were Jewish, but they were Greek. They took on that culture, you know, and we think about today, it's a scary concept. We're not living in such a different time, right? People are Jewish, but You might see them on the street. You might not even be able to recognize the difference between them and their non-Jewish person walking on the street next to them. Then Rav Kook says, what happened? So what happened? Uchashagavru Beit Chashmonai, bottom of 65. Vinitzchum, they were victorious. They overcame the enemy. They went, they looked, they couldn't find any oil, and they found one. They found one pach shemen that had the chotem of the Kohen Gadol, the symbol of the Kohen Gadol. V'lo yabo al adlik yom achat, v'nasa bo neis v'liku v'min shivat yamim. So he says like this. Tumat hashmanim, bottom of 65, bottom right. The defilement of the oil, making that oil impure, hashchatat amidot v'adiyot, as we said, which was basically corrupting Jewish character, Jewish identity, Jewish thoughts. Shabala machane yisrael misibari gaburi yivanim ashultanam. That was how powerful the Greeks were. He, top of the next column, hatzara hayoter ayuma hanogat adanefesh. That was like the worst. It's one thing if you say we're going to physically destroy the Jewish people. We're not saying we're going to take away your religion. We're going to say we're going to take away the people. The Torah will still be there. Right? The Torah, the concept of the Torah will exist. But if you take away the Torah, then there's no more Jewish people. It's a much more destructive battle against Am Yisrael. Zodi yomnam mimifo'ot tamim deim, shimedeo mistafot min omek yisod ha-Torah, achdud Hashem yibrach v'minato, nifgemu mitigrat ol yivanid. Hinei kashim shakohen ha-kali shebam Hashem muchan lahorot chukei Hashem mishpatav, lahorot bepoal tochen shalchim kedoshim ha-Torim man ha-yot l'mofe lam kulo. Kein yesh bekol adam Yisrael tzad kuna. It's beautiful. What does it mean? What does it mean that they found a jar of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol? It's not just one. It's not just one person in the Jewish people that can uplift the Jewish people. It's symbolic. Every Jew has a little bit of the potential to be a Kohen. What is a Kohen at the end of the day? It's not just DNA. It's not just you're born into a family of Kohenim. You have the ability to change the Jewish people. You have the ability to uplift spiritually. Hashem told us at Matan Torah, which is everybody can be a Kohen. It's not just one part of the Jewish people. Everybody. Everybody has that ability. Look what he writes, seven lines down. Everybody has this drive, has this desire to uplift, to sanctify the world, to make this world a holier place. To bring more Torah into the world, to follow the ways of the Torah. That's inside of every Jew. So a Kohen is also a physical idea, a person in the Jewish people, but also a spiritual thing, that every Jew has that ability. Right, and that's the idea. Maser Sheni, which is you're taking that. Maser Sheni is one of the gifts, right? But it's eaten by the person in Yerushalayim. So Truma Maser, though, goes Kohanim Levim, and then there's Maser Sheni, which is eaten by the person. That's like also like an idea of a Kohen. You're doing it in a special way in Yerushalayim. So look what happened. And that was at risk of being lost completely. That inner idea. So here's what he says. And this is the main part. About 12 lines down. Od yoter amok belev shochein or neshama Yisraelit. I spoke about this also a few weeks ago. Deep inside the heart and soul of the Jew is a light, is this Shekhinah, Shekhinat Or HaNeshama Yisraelit. And what is that? Shesham, there, Ganuz HaKesher HaPnimi Shel Ish Yisraeli. There lies the connection, the hidden connection, inner, deeper connection, HaMofia B'Kol Oz B'Chlal HaUma. It's always there. Strong. Can't be impacted. That's the place where the Jew who thinks they don't have are not connected at all. That Rav Kook says, pintaliyah, the inner, the spark, that part of the Jew that believes in Hashem, that believes in Hashem, even when the person says I don't believe in Hashem. It's a part inside that person that believes in Hashem, that has that connection in it. It can never be taken away. Ve'ratzon ha'chazak v'ne'arat shelo lipared mibechayehem me'emuna b'chala. Zehu is the key lines. Ha'olam ha'pnimi ha'yisraeli. This is the inner world of the Jew. Shedugmato, betoch haklal, what is the symbol of that in the Jewish people? That's the Kohen. The Kohen HaGadol. Hanichnas, lifnai v'lifnim. What's the job of the Kohen HaGadol? To go into the most inner part of Jewish experience, which is the Kodesh Kodeshim. L'sharet b'Kodesh b'yom HaKadosh, on Yom Kippur. Hamuvdal mikol eskei chayim hagashmiim. That's something that the Yevanim, and here he's referencing some earlier ideas. Maharal talks about this. The Kodesh Kodeshim, the Yevanim didn't go to the Kodesh Kodeshim. They went to the Heichal. Now we mentioned, I think we said it. The Kodesh Kodeshim is the place that the Yevanim couldn't touch. What's the Kodesh Kodeshim? That's that inner place, the inner identity of the Jew, the inner connection to Hashem that cannot be destroyed. Oto, and then what is that? It's beautiful, right? That's the Pach HaKatan. Oto ha-pach ha-katan shemunach b'chotamo she-kohen gadol lo yuchlo yivanim l'tamot. That's the jar, the flask of oil
that they couldn't
defile. La'akor mikol yisro kishurem apnime amok imam Hashem im Hashem Elohi. So that they can never get rid of. They can never disconnect the Jewish people from their God. Ze lo yuchlo kol ba'alei koach v'zroa. No strength, no power, no level of corruption can get rid of that. And that's beautiful. He quotes from Shir HaShirim. Mayim Rabim. Great waters. Strong waters, right? A strong storm of water. Lo yichlu l'chabot ed ava. Cannot extinguish the love. V'neharot li'yishtafua. And the rivers will not be able to wash it away. Omnam kasher ha-pach nishar bekatnuto. When the pach is small, kasher menarak b'leiv tiag nuzav, alachim b'po lo tiret kocha, b'meh zeh tuchal amot. How can it stand? Kivan shachim b'poal, kvar lachu lahem derech acheret. We're already going in a different way. Shalo al piyei yisod, shalo menap nimid, alo tuchal chalila, shiri pleitet lichabot. We're going to lose it. It's all going to be extinguished. Meri meh deshen shachim. Zehu ha-koach ha-nifla, shi'esh b'reshef organuz. That's how powerful this inner light is, this pach, this part of the Jew that says, I have hope. I can move on. There's going to be a tomorrow. Shafal pishim self and avdarkei chayim avuchim mitoch noah. Everything is the opposite. Everything is dark. Everything is yavan, is choshech. Deyora mi pashtor amdo mi neged lo. These ideologies, these philosophies, these ways of life that are completely, completely, completely against Yahadut. Niblidat shel otan balei adayot sheim bazeh ochim bederech avoham esher tumim bnei yura yeter mokav shem nafsham v'inei tegalei yad Hashem al yedei lilotavim am zeh bachar lo. That's the nitzotz. That's the spark. That's the nitzotz hakatan that still is flaming, is lit, is burning inside of every person. V'akor mishurash mishar shekol kol orchot achim azarim v'kol adayot hafchiyot sher nermu alav chamarim chamarim. And that's what brings the Jew back to their father in heaven. That's what brings us back. That's what energizes us, gives us the ability to kind of come back from the dead in a way. That brings us to that day. Slowly, it overpowers those forces that are trying to go against us to bring us to the day of Geulah. If you go to the end, he just mentions here the idea of the Pach Shem and Katan. You skip down four lines. Pach Shem and Katan. That's the part that they defiled everything else. But they couldn't reach that Pach HaShemen. So
you
muvan muchash b'leiv. Pach HaShemen HaKatan, hu v'ein bo kiim ladlik yom achad. It only has the power for one day. Sha'a achad, sha'ada hitro memu. But that's all we need. We just need that spark. We just need that inspiration, that moment of inspiration. Shabbai Yerum Adam Mishulach, he'll bring you up from the lowest places. You'll remember, I have Hashem, I have Torah, I have Mitzvot, I have all these things in my life. Umaher Yashuv L'Redet Be'ein Lo Keshem, just shoot you up out of that dark place. There was a nes. We weren't ready yet for that light to take over. We were so corrupted from the Greek infiltration. There was a nace. Hashem said, now's the time to overpower everything that Greece has tried to undo. Hinei aspik zeh pacha katan, that small spark, had the ability to leak mimenu shmona yamim. And what's the shmona yamim? He said it a few times ago. Shmona yamim is the lamala. Shmona yamim is the olam haba. Shmona yamim is the geula. Shmona yamim is reminding us that this isn't the end. That this world is just the beginning of the journey. That's the power of the Pach HaShemen, and that's the power that we were able to accomplish through the Nes of Chanukah.